You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Come on. Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Chris Mirabile. Chris, are you ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's go. Chris is the co-founder of Novos. They're an organization working to slow aging. He is a longevity hacker. Chris, I'm excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure. So I've been interested in health since an early age. When I was 12 years old, I picked up an issue of Men's Health magazine at the bookstore, and that was the beginning of my health journey. I wanted to exercise and get into good shape, and that was the motivation for it. So I installed a pull-up bar in my basement with my father, and every day after school, I would come home and do pull-ups and push-ups and do some running and so on. And I was doing really well with it until I was stopped in my tracks when I was 16 years old. I suddenly had a seizure while on a school trip in New York City, and it turned out it was from a brain tumor. And so I suddenly had a shift in perspective, if you will, thinking about existential questions and about life and what I wanted out of it. And fortunately, obviously, my life was spared and I made it out okay. But that was really a transformative experience. And it planted a seed that I would say is really blossoming now in the form of what I'm working on with Novos. So over the years, I always had that deep interest in health and nutrition and exercise. And at this point, though, I began looking at it from more of a biological perspective, as opposed to, I would say, more of a superficial perspective. The superficial being I wanted to get in good shape, do well in sports, and the biological was I want to avoid illness and I want to feel as good as I can for as long as I can, live as long of a healthy life as possible. I became an entrepreneur, essentially. I spent a year in private equity finance in New York City, Park Avenue, high paying job, and it wasn't for me. I felt like I was selling myself out. And so I stepped away and I started on a company called Hotlist, which was a social network. We scaled to over 200 million people's social plans. We showed you what's happening in the real world. And after that, I worked in other technology verticals or industries. But I always had this passion for longevity. And about 5 years ago, I had an opportunity to take a moment to stop working for the first time since I was about 14 years old. I stopped working for an extended period of time. I took about 6 months to think about what I wanted to do next. And the answer was something in longevity, but I didn't know exactly what I could do because most of the people in this space are PhDs and they are creating biotech companies with really aggressive goals, right? Like inventing a new molecule to slow aging or DNA modification to alter our genes so that we age more slowly and so on, really aggressive things. And the question I had was, what can I do today to actually slow down aging? And there was no clear answer. But in a serendipitous way, I was volunteering at NYU Medical Center. That's the hospital where my brain tumor was treated, and I wanted to give back. So this is now in my early 30s. And I saw a poster on the wall for what was called a mitochondrial summit. And that wouldn't stop most people, but for me, because of my interest, I was excited and I saw the names of a number of scientists whose work I was familiar with in relation to longevity and slowing down aging. And so I went to the event and I asked them questions about natural ingredients that could potentially slow aging. And I wanted to basically get their opinion on whether there was something legitimate behind it or if it was overhyped. And I was surprised to see, to be honest, at the time I was surprised to see how legitimate they said it was. And that was enough for me to say, okay, here is a business, one where I can create formulations that can slow down the aging process so that I can take it myself, give it to my loved ones, and by extension, enable everyone to be able to add this to their daily routine. And so eventually, Novos was born. I brought on some world-renowned scientists from Harvard, MIT, the Salk Institute. These are people who are world-acclaimed experts in biology, genetics, and longevity. And they, along with my co-founder, Dr. Chris Verberg, who I know you've met and interviewed as well, have come together to help us launch Novos and our initial formulations.
Nice. What a story. What a awful thing that would have been to be 16 years old and to be diagnosed with a brain tumor.
Yeah, you know, it's awful for when you think of it that way. But for me, I choose to look at it as a gift. It really changed my perspective. And you know, I went from playing on the football team and, beginning to experiment with going out with and partying with friends and having a beer or two to writing poetry and taking time for myself and really being introspective. And I think that really shaped me and who I am today. So ultimately, I look at it as a gift that was bestowed upon me at an early age.
I wrote down as you were telling me that story that the quote from Jack Kornfield that says, "The trouble is you think you have time." And we all think that we have this really vast amount of time. And we theoretically 100 years can be a really long time or it could be a really short time, depending on how you look at it. But it oftentimes does take some kind of a traumatic event or seeing something bad happen to a loved one or somebody that we know to get us to spring into action. And so for you to be given that gift at age 16 that shaped the course of your life is pretty amazing.
Yeah, without question. It made me into who I am today, and not only with what I'm working on with Novos, but just in general, becoming an entrepreneur, for example. I wanted to have more control over my life and the direction of my life rather than just, marching in lockstep with others, so to speak. So, and it's not for everyone, of course, but for me, that was one of the events that really gave me that perspective of make the most out of your life and try to design it the way that you want to live the life. And that was my approach to being able to do it.
Nice. And so you've been working diligently, whatever term, probably both at this and working to be as healthy as possible. How is it working?
I think it's working well. So fortunately, knock on wood, there's been no recurrence of the brain tumor. I do get an MRI once every few years. In terms of other markers for health, I've recently gotten a series of tests done related to my biological age. So these are new tests. They've only been developed within the last 7 or so years, and every year or every few months new versions are being spun up in terms of new algorithms and testing, but they're essentially tests to be able to measure your biological age. So this is a new concept for many people, but we have our chronological age, which is obviously the number of times the Earth revolves around the sun, right? This is the your literal age when you celebrate your birthday. And then there's your biological age.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This is based on how old your cells and your overall biology, your as an organism, how old are you? And that can vary for people, right? So for example, if you smoke a pack a day for an extended period of time, you are probably about 7 years or more older biologically than chronologically. Whereas if you live a very healthy life, you might be a little bit younger biologically than chronologically. You have a biological age and a chronological age. And the chronological age is what most people think of as their age. It's their birthdays, right? How many years have they been alive for? But your biological age is how old your actual biology is. So you as an organism, how old are you? And if you've smoked a pack a day, for example, you would be biologically older. Some studies find on average that could be 7 years older, but it could be even more than that potentially. And if you've lived a very healthy lifestyle, you can be biologically younger. If you think about people that you look at that might be 50, 60 years old and you say, oh, they look great for their age or they look 10 years younger, that's the idea we're talking about. That's not the best marker or indicator. It's not a scientifically based marker looking at them, but it gives you an idea of somebody who's younger or aging more slowly than their actual time on Earth. And so I had a number of these tests done at a laboratory that specializes in this. They run multiple different clocks. So by clocks, I mean different researchers come up with their own algorithms and approaches for measuring the biological age. And so we ran all of those different clocks on my epigenetic data. So your epigenome is essentially which of your genes are turned on and which genes are turned off. And as you age, certain genes turn on that shouldn't be on, and certain genes turn off that shouldn't be off. And these patterns can be detected by age across populations. So that's how these epigenetic age clocks work. And so for one of the most famous clocks, one created by Dr. Steve Horvath, who is the inventor of these epigenetic clocks, when I was 37 years old, my age came back as 26 and a half. So that was minus 10.6 years biologically from chronologically. Now, the laboratory who ran these tests said, this is an outlier result. We were so surprised by your result that we had to do error checking and run your genetic data again. And we had researchers look specifically into your case and they confirmed it's all accurate, but it was that much of an outlier for them. They ran multiple other clocks. And so for example, one of them is called the Dunedin POAM test or the Dunedin PACE test. And this is one that's created by researchers at Duke University and Columbia University. They've been following people for a extended period of time. It's the only clock that has looked at the same population of people and seen how their epigenome changes over time. So this is one of the most respected tests out there in terms of its accuracy and methodology. And this test, instead of measuring your biological age, measures your pace of aging, so the rate at which you're aging. And this clock came back as 75%. So that implies every chronological year, I am biologically aging 0.75 years. And so That was really exciting information for me to hear, sure. Especially having had like a trauma, a biological trauma with the brain tumor when I was younger. Things like that, events like that could potentially accelerate aging. It seems like at least with what I'm doing now, to this point in my life, I've been able to slow down the pace.
So what's your secret?
Good question. So there's a number of things that I do. In terms of the effect size of each of these things, we don't know, right? Like that, it would require a population study with a lot of people, each doing different things, different interventions, and then seeing how that changes for people. And everyone is different genetically. So what works for me might be slightly different for you and so on. But I can tell you what I am doing. So one of those things is every quarter, I do an extended water-only fast. Now, this is the most extreme of the things I do. The other things I mentioned will be, you know, significantly easier than this. So for your listeners, don't get intimidated by this. But once every quarter, I'll go as long as 3 days without eating food. And instead, I'll have it's called a water fast. So I'll have water and electrolytes like sodium and potassium and calcium and magnesium. It's not as hard as it sounds, especially if you start with like a 24-hour fast. So maybe you have dinner at 7 p.m. and you don't eat again until 7 p.m. the next day. As long as you keep yourself busy and active, then that's achievable. But if you're doing, once you do that for the first day to then extend it to 36 hours and 48, eventually your body starts to adapt and it becomes easier. So I do that. I intermittent fast. So every day I only eat within a window of 8 hours. So between typically either 11 a.m. to 7 or 12 to 8. I tend to be low carb and low saturated fat during the day, like during work hours. But then in the evening, I add carbs back in. It tends to help me sleep, which makes sense because the carbs can help to produce serotonin and then melatonin to help you sleep. And on the weekends, I'll have more carbs as well, but they're always healthy carbs, like with fiber and not a high glycemic index, with the exception of every so often maybe having dessert or something. Minimize animal protein intake. I do eat animal protein. I'm not a vegetarian or a vegan, but there is a fair amount of research related to the effects that animal protein can have. For example, in stimulating mTOR, which is a growth pathway, which is good if you know to build muscle, but it can also accelerate aging if you're constantly stimulating mTOR. So post workout, I want to stimulate some mTOR for my muscles to grow or maintain themselves, and then I might have some animal based protein. But generally speaking, I have reduced it compared to what I was doing years ago. So I've added some more plant-based proteins. I've also had, if I am having animal protein, I tend towards fatty fish like sardines or salmon and so on. Supplements. So there's two categories of supplements. I think of them as your nutrient requirements. So these are the things that will make sure that you function properly and you stay as healthy as possible. Things like you could imagine for multivitamin or that the USDA says are essential nutrients, and then longevity specific nutrients. So for the general health nutrients, I don't personally take a multivitamin. I actually purchase each of the different components like vitamin A, vitamin E, the B vitamins and so on separately because me and my co-founder have not found a multivitamin that had the proper forms and dosages of everything we want. So for that reason, I kind of customize it. But that's something that I'm pretty religious about, is making sure that I'm getting the right nutrients, because it's nearly impossible to get it from your diet. As healthy of a diet as you might have, it's incredibly difficult to, for example, get an adequate amount of potassium or selenium, or if you eliminate milk from your diet, which I have because of different aging compounds in it, for example, galactose, which researchers literally use to age mice, is that molecule galactose, which you find in milk. So I've eliminated it. So I need a little bit of calcium, which I get from sardines, but and other foods, but I need to supplement with it as well. So so those are the general health supplements. And then the longevity health supplements, that's where my company comes in, Novos. So we have Novos Core and Novos Boost are our two products at this time. Novos Core is our foundational supplement. It has 12 ingredients in it, supported by more than 180 studies in multiple organisms, including humans. We put it through a really tight filter in terms of which ingredients we consider. And you can actually learn more about that on novoslabs.com/evidence. So it talks about the approach we take and then the evidence for why we chose these ingredients. And it includes things like calcium alpha ketoglutarate, or fisetin, rhodiola rosea, and so on. So these ingredients have been, every single ingredient has been found to extend healthy lifespan in one form or another. And it, a number of them have also been found to have short-term health benefits as well, like improved skin health, improved energy, improved calmness, and so on. And the way we formulated it was to look at what's known as the 10 mechanisms of aging. So this is what scientists have discovered is the reasons why we age, things like mitochondrial health or stem cell rejuvenation, but also less commonly known things like cellular senescence or proteostasis, and so on. And so we are the first product ever, either over-the-counter or pharma, first company ever to create a product that addresses all 10 of these causes of aging with natural over-the-counter ingredients. So I would say that that's probably one of the more significant factors in my lower biological age, is because these ingredients were specifically chosen for their impact on aging. And some of them have an impact, a favorable impact on the epigenome, which is what is being measured with these tests. So if I had to put my money on it, I would put it most likely on Novos Core first and foremost, and Novos Boost as a contender.
I love it. Nice. With the water fast, can you drink coffee, or is that just, it's just water?
You could drink coffee. Yeah. Yeah. That's, I think it's probably the most common question. What you're really looking to do is to prevent yourself from stimulating insulin secretion and raising your blood glucose levels. So you really want to avoid any carbohydrates, any proteins. And then ultimately you also want to try to avoid the fats as well, because, you know, fat is calories, your body needs to process them. Your liver needs to work. You basically want to like turn off all of these systems so that they go into a different mode rather than like working and mTOR stimulation and so on. Everything is kind of relaxing. And then you activate other biopathways, things like autophagy and apoptosis. So autophagy is when your immune system starts to identify old cells and it breaks them down, it removes them. And it makes sense why you would do it, in particular when you're fasting, because you need calories, you need energy. So while you're fasting, autophagy is turned on, and that can remove unhealthy cells from your body, something that doesn't happen nearly as much when you're constantly being fed.
Got it.
So back to your question, yes, coffee is fine, but don't add sugar, don't add milk, just have it black.
Beautiful. Well, Chris, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for sharing your story. Where can people learn more about you, and how can they get the products?
Me personally, you can follow me on Instagram at slowmyh. And I also have a website that I'll be launching soon, which goes more into detail about my biological data, as well as the approach, my biohacking routine, if you will.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Chris your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Give us the website one more time.
NovosLabs.com.
NovosLabs.com, NovosLabs.com. Find Chris on Instagram, and we will keep an eye out for the new website as well coming up soon. Thanks again, Chris.
Thank you.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.